Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ring a ding ding. Happy Friday. What's up, guys? It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're
checking in on this Friday morning.
What's up? It's November 7th, 56 for the high today. Gonna see some rain starting around 2 p.m. Watch, it's probably pouring out right now. I don't even see it.
These things happen.
Where's our friends at, Breeze?
Let's see who's here. Like, is everyone okay? Where's Nico? Where's Steve? Where's Amy? Where's Nora? Like, I don't know. Wellness check on all these people. Or they just went over and started listening to Weeze. I don't know. He's been off there for like 5 weeks. Anyways, crazy time, fun Friday morning, and we have Emily weighing in first out of the gate.
Love it.
She says, good morning, best Friday ever, because I just took a pregnancy test, and it's positive.
Oh, really? Hey.
At 6 a.m.? Get after it, queen.
You just did that right now? Congratulations. What's the situation at home?
I thought you were gonna ask her, what's the gender? I was like, well, she's 1 week pregnant.
No, I was gonna say, you know, every child needs a father.
Oh god. I hate it here. who else is here? Carrie's here. She says, good morning.
What's up,
happy
Care Bear?
Friday. Good vibes. I'm just so excited that we are in the month of November, because that means officially Wicked is coming out in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's right. It is.
I cannot believe it's been a year already.
I can't believe I haven't seen the first one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which I'm gonna sit down and watch it. But it's a long.
About 3 hours.
I was gonna ask you. It's a long movie, right?
Yeah, I think it's 2 hours and 45 minutes. I fell asleep during the first one in the theater. Me and Patrice fell asleep. Yeah, it was really bad.
What a waste.
It was really bad. We woke up, we're like, oh my God, did we miss anything? It's like, yeah, the whole thing. So we also need to rewatch it. We're actually going to go to our friend's house next weekend and rewatch it. And then the following weekend. But here's the thing, you guys. Like, if you haven't, I shouldn't be saying this because I haven't gotten mine either. But if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, like, I looked yesterday, it's pretty much all sold out.
Is it?
Like, every Showtime, every theater.
Yeah.
So, and, like, they've been on sale for quite some time now. So get your Wicked tickets if you haven't already. If you think you're going to AMC, you're not. So good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck.
That's really all I got for this morning. What about you? Vibes?
Vibes are good this morning. It's Friday. It's payday. I got a fun weekend planned. And you know there's a dinner in there at least once, yeah, right?
There's got to be.
There's got to be.
There isn't, we have issues. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you and I, we're going to be hanging out tonight on a Friday. We haven't done that in a long time.
I know. And you're going to be in my old stomping grounds.
Right. Breezy and I will be in Canandaigua because
I think my dad has a little proposal for you. I don't know if he's calling in.
Oh, yeah. I'll talk to your dad.
Let me guess.
He wants to take me somewhere? Yeah.
I think he might. But hey, it's not my invite to ask.
Hot toddy. Come through, buddy.
And great. Yeah, we're hanging out tonight. We're going to be at Fort Hill Performing Arts Center down in Canandaigua for Taylor's Story. You know, we're huge Swifties on this show. We literally talk crap about her literally all the time. But we're huge Swifties on the show, and we love supporting our Swifty listeners. So we'll be there hosting, making friendship bracelets, hanging out. This is a good opportunity for you if you haven't been or had the opportunity to go see the Eras Tour and just to check out Fort Hill Performing Arts Center. Like,
and Shannon is going to be covering all of her Taylor Swift's latest hits on stage tonight, including The State of Ophelia.
Nope. It's the fate, but so incredibly close.
We're going to have so much fun tonight.
Moose keeps talking about Shannon like people know who she is. They don't. But that's okay. She will be there.
She's the one singing.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it's going to be great, you guys. If you do want to come through, though, you can get your tickets at forthillpac.com. Forthillpac.com is going to be a lot of fun tonight.
Speaking of music, I am in my good vibes because I've been waiting for this moment for a while. It actually was announced when you were in Italy, so we never even got to really debrief.
What is it?
But Hilary Duff.
Oh, God, she's so beautiful.
Dropped her latest single. She hasn't done music in over 10 years.
Did I ever tell you
she's
about
back to the music?
She's
scene.
So, you know, and she did I ever tell you about the time? And I'm going to name drop.
Oh, God, this is so, when I was in LA.
Yeah, it was. I took a workout class with her, and it was such a distraction because in person, she's even prettier. And I'm like, she wasn't even wearing makeup. She's covered in sweat. But
Lizzie McGuire
that's how I like him.
me to my core. Love her so much.
She's very nice.
Still to this day.
She was dating the trainer, the guy who was putting on the class. Whatever. All right, guys, coming up on the show, thanks for the vibes this morning. Obviously, with the government shutdown, that's played a huge effect on air travel. We'll tell you what's been going on in the airport and what Andy Moore, the airport director, is saying in a statement when it comes to air traffic controllers and what you can expect at the Rochester airport if you do plan on traveling. Plus, I kind of have some good news for you as well. Stay there. It's PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. So as we know, the government shutdown has really played an effect on air travel. And if you are planning on flying this weekend, look around. There may not be a whole ton of smiles at the airport. Andy Moore, who is the airport director, said in a statement, you know, when it comes to air traffic controllers who are still working without getting paid, he says, I'm in constant communication with the tower manager. We're in good shape. Here in Rochester, we can't control what happens in other geographical regions across the country with the FAA and their tower staffing, but we're in good shape here in Rochester as of today. I don't know how it's going to be moving into the weekend and into next week, but when you look at those large hub airports like Atlanta, Chicago, most of our nonstops are to some of those large hub airports, and we have to believe there's going to be some impact on some of those flights coming and going out of Rochester.
Definitely.
The good news is, though, the good news is a lot of these airlines are all offering full refunds on flights that are canceled and allowing free flight changes if you don't want to take the risk. Because there's a lot of people that just don't want to risk it.
Yeah, they're like, will we be able to land?
My buddy I had dinner with last night, that UPS plane that crashed in, what was it, Kentucky? He was on the runway and saw it happen. And they're like, everyone get off the plane. We're not going anywhere. He was stuck at the airport for 2 days. They didn't put him up in a hotel.
That's insane.
It was.
Times have changed so much. Like, I remember traveling as a kid and like, if something were to go awry, that airline would do everything in their power to make sure you're covered. Now they're just like, tough luck, King. Sorry. Yeah.
But as far as the flight changes and you not wanting to take a risk, they say they'll reach out directly to impacted travelers, but you should keep a close eye on your flight status. And, on, you know, obviously we're all looking at the apps. So that's what's happening right now at the Rochester Airport. According to Andy Moore, everything is looking good. Also, the Motel 6 to the Skies, a.k.a. Spirit Airlines, plans to discontinue service in and out of Rochester after January 7th due to its recent bankruptcy filing. So they will not be flying in and out of Rochester, which, you know, there's pros and cons to that.
Correct.
Coming up on the show, a teenage daughter did the unthinkable to scare her boyfriend. Now both families are furious. The boyfriend's parents are demanding to know how this mom plans to handle it. What are you going to do about your daughter? Maybe some of you might have dealt with something like this too. We'll get into the full story coming up next for Parental Confidential on PXY.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It's an all-new Parental Confidential this morning. We will not be sharing this person's name or where they are from, but let me start off by saying wow. Anyone have a teenage daughter who faked their own pregnancy to purposely scare their boyfriend?
Yeah, we just talked about this with that girl in the UK.
Well, a little different circumstance. I mean, she had the baby and tried to pawn it off as her real kid. It was a porcelain doll. It was very bizarre. That's that was a mental health issue. So here's the message we got from this mother. It says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I will remain anonymous for a number of reasons, but I'm fine with sharing my story with you guys in hopes of hearing from strangers on how other parents would handle a situation like this after the stunt that our 16-year-old daughter pulled. Last week, she pulled something absolutely wild that got my husband and I spiraling. Apparently, she decided she was going to teach her boyfriend a lesson because he supposedly wasn't being serious about their relationship. How did she do it? She faked a pregnancy.
Sure.
Took a screenshot of a fake positive test online, sent it to him. She wanted to scare him, make him feel guilty because apparently he doesn't appreciate her enough.
Right.
Her boyfriend is 17. And so, yes, of course, he freaked out, called his parents, and the story blew up at school. And my husband says this is manipulative. She needs serious consequences. It was a dumb thing to do, but a part of me is glad that, you know, nobody got hurt physically.
Sure.
Okay. Meanwhile, my daughter says we're overreacting and it was just a prank. But the boyfriend's parents are furious and now want to know how we plan on handling this situation. I don't know if I should punish her or just let her deal with the fallout. I'm sorry for the rant, but I have no idea what these parents want us to do. Do they want money? I will punish my daughter.
No, probably.
But I don't see why they have to be involved. Thanks for any help. Okay, there's a lot to unpack here.
There's a lot going on, indeed.
So, if your teen faked a pregnancy to scare someone, what exactly is the punishment? And does anyone agree that the boyfriend's parents should even be involved in this or no? 585-252-9800. I don't know.
I mean, I listen, at that point, like, they're probably just concerned about their son's mental health.
Yeah, because, of course. Like, that's scary.
That's really scary to think you're, like, going to be a dad at 15. So, yeah, there was probably turmoil within their family, and there should be some type of punishment. I don't care who it's to, but someone needs to learn that this isn't okay to do.
Yeah, I remember like two or three girls doing this when I was in high school, and it was an ugly situation. Mm-hmm. Because nobody's thinking about how is this going to affect another person. You know what I mean? Nobody's thinking about that. Someone just texted in, this is insane. I would make sure the punishment is really harsh on this one. It's not just lying. She dragged another family into it.
Right.
I would be beyond angry if I was that boyfriend's parents. Yeah, and the boyfriend's parents right now are on this girl's parents, the mom that just wrote in. The boyfriend's parents want to know, what do you plan on doing here? They very much want their 16-year-old daughter. I don't, you know what? I'm assuming the relationship's over with now.
I don't.
Right?
I don't see in any world where they would allow their son to get back with this
right.
girl.
She's not coming in our house. Right. Elena says, good morning, guys. Ground her. Take everything away. Make her apologize publicly. That is no joke. She literally scared someone about one of the most serious things imaginable.
Yeah, for sure. Like, that's not okay.
No.
I think that this is a huge teaching lesson, because if you don't nip this in the bud right now, there's going to be a lot more opportunity for you as you get older into your adult life to start making up things for attention.
Mm-hmm.
And like, this is probably one of the biggest things you can make up, but like, what's the next one going to be? Faking an illness, faking cancer, faking a medical issue? Like,
that's true too. How far do you think you can take it?
Correct. I mean, like, I've seen those documentaries. I mean, Scamanda comes to mind. Like, it's a real thing.
Yeah. Michelle says, first off, the other parents demanding to know what you're doing is kind of ridiculous. This is your child, not theirs. I would right. be furious if someone tried to dictate how I discipline my teen, but I also see the bigger picture. She needs guidance on boundaries, empathy, and consequences.
Yeah, but, like, I don't agree with that at all, because this is no different than her daughter going up and punching another girl in the face and then the parents being like, wait, are you going to, like, do something about
right.
this?
Yeah.
Like, maybe he wasn't physically harmed by what she did and what she said, but mentally, it took a toll.
Yeah, they don't see what he went through and probably his parents went through behind closed doors. He
Correct.
Was probably really spiraling, you know?
So, yeah, them asking, hey, what's going to be done about this? Not that far off.
I was a junior in high school and had a scare like this with my girlfriend. We never, ever even had sex. She's like, I think I'm pregnant. I didn't eat for like a week. I know what that feels like. Right. I've never been so scared in my life.
It's insane.
Brian says, you guys talk about emotional manipulation. If I was the other parent, I would make my daughter apologize and let them know that my daughter will be meeting with a counselor or therapist each week, because this woman's daughter has no empathy. And if you guys are just tuning in right now, we got a message from an anonymous mom who says her 16-year-old daughter faked her own pregnancy to get back at her boyfriend, who she felt like didn't appreciate her enough. Wild. And now the boyfriend's parents want answers. How are you going to handle this? Let me get to a couple more here. Eric says, good morning, guys. So my son, who is older now, had a girlfriend in high school who pulled the same stunt after he broke things off with her. I went and spoke to not only her, but the parents, and made sure everyone knew what was going on. And I also let her know she's no longer welcome in my home. Wow. My son didn't sleep for days, didn't eat. She put him through a lot because she was upset and she didn't know how to handle her emotions. She needs guidance on how to handle conflict, rejection, but jealousy as well. Yeah, Eric, 100%, man.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a couple people here that are asking the same question. Why do the boyfriend's parents feel like they have the right to be involved because of what they saw their son go through?
Right.
They're Correct. Demanding answers.
And that's not that far off, so...
No. Thanks again, though. To the mom who wrote in and trusted us to share this, we appreciate it. I mean, parenting teens is absolutely wild. thank you, guys. Everyone who wrote in and agrees this 16-year-old is going to have to deal with the fallout, you're probably right. Sometimes the only way to really learn a lesson is just to go through it, to get burned. But I would definitely get, it's time to get some lessons on how to deal with conflict. Because faking a pregnancy, it's just not it.
It's not it.
We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
98 PXY.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Friday!
Up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Time to get after it this morning. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. My name is Moose. That's Breezy. And happy Friday. What's up, Breezy?
Happy Friday.
56 for the high today. And yeah, we're probably going to see a little rain later. Hopefully, we'll see some of you tonight in Canandaigua for Taylor's story.
Breezy
and I We'll be there at 6 o'clock. You can get your tickets at forthillpac.com. This is a tribute to Taylor Swift. Shannon hits the stage at 7.
And she is the lead singer, for those of you who do not know.
I'm trying to get a census this morning on how many people have done something similar. And if there is enough of you who have done this, I don't know. I think it's going to make me feel a little bit better. This weekend, I have a dinner party. I was invited. It's a housewarming.
Shockingly enough, he was invited.
It's a housewarming slash dinner party. The host will be supplying appetizers and drinks. Everyone else attending is in charge of bringing a dish to pass that they made. Mm-hmm. The invite was very particular about that. Would it be wrong?
Let me guess, you're not going to make literally anything.
Would it be wrong if I purchased something from the store and passed it off as my own? And, you know, just brought it to the party?
Yes.
You think so?
Very wrong. Very deceitful. Because you're going to sit there, you're going to boast and get all the credit for this amazing dish that you literally just didn't make.
Oh, I'll take the credit. I got no problem with that.
No, we know you have no problem, but it's wrong.
First off, everyone in the group chat is obviously trying to one-up each other. One couple says, we'll bring the beef stroganoff. I'm like, oh, God. Another person weighed in. They're like, oh, I'm going to make shepherd's pie. I'm like, who has the time for this?
Who has the time?
I'm not responding to any of the messages. And then, leave it to my buddy. He texts in and says, Moose, have you decided what you're going to make? And I panicked and I was like, oh, I'll make eggplant parm. I've never made eggplant parm in my life.
I'm dead.
First of all, I don't want to. So I found out that I think it's Guida's. They have an eggplant parm. And I was like, you know what? If I just go Saturday afternoon and then get a bunch of it and then fill up the pan at my place and then bring it there Saturday night.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I use my own casserole dish.
You can't do that.
I'll just bring it over.
Also, why dirty a dish? It's like, come on. Be real.
So it looks real. That's all I'm asking.
But
guys,
it needs to be real.
It is. It's still food. Nobody's going to know the difference. 585-252-9800. Would you smash or pass my eggplant parm, even though it's not homemade? I would love to.
You can't claim it as yours.
Yeah, why?
My eggplant parm.
Breezy.
Please. Give me
first of all, I know you firsthand. You went through a period in your life where you never even showed up to a party with anything. You just walked in empty-handed.
Not true. I showed up with my own food, and I heated it up in their microwave.
This is different. This is a dinner party. You're expected to bring something. I'm making the eggplant parm. That's what I'm doing.
No, you're
and I know
buying
people do
the eggplant parm.
And I don't think anyone would ever know the difference. I've tried this out before on a date. I cooked for her. Stouffer's frozen lasagna from the frozen food. Say, yeah, I cook. Let's go over to Mark. What's up, Mark? I think as long as you plate it nicely, nobody's going to know the difference. Just don't get anything frozen and try and heat it up because that's gross. I agree.
Literally what you just said.
I agree. No, that you know, I was in my 20s, Breeze. It's a different time.
I've grown.
I've matured.
Of course.
This is actually, and you know, I hear Guida's eggplant parm is very good. It's kind of pricey.
Where is it?
I think Irondequoit. Let's go to Becky.
What's up, Becky?
Moose, I'd smash.
Oh.
Yes, homemade is ideal. But, you know, life happens. Just you got to make it look nice and move on. I do this all the time. Nobody is ever able to tell the difference. My family thinks I cook. I don't cook. It's called Wegmans Meals to Go.
Yep.
Which are very expensive.
They're very expensive,
like,
indeed.
$18? What?
Yeah. I'm like, did Jesus make this by hand?
No, it's like absolutely absurd. Yeah, this might cost me a pretty penny, but I'm not. First of all, the other thing, too, is I'm not going to make a meal for a dinner party I've never attempted to make in the past.
You love making it look like you're better than you are, and that's just what it is.
Look who's calling. Look who's Teresa's on the phone. Look who's calling.
Buckle up.
Hi, PXY. What's up?
There she is.
Oh, my God, Moose. You know, you are absolutely disgusting.
I've been saying this for years.
What is wrong with you guys?
Stop saying you guys.
Listen. You know, so someone invites you to their house for dinner and you're going to bring a dish that you brought at the store?
Well,
and you're going to pass it off as your own? Really?
It's a tale as old as time, Teresa.
First of all,
freaking fraud. This makes me sick. This is disgusting.
First of all, Teresa, it's not that I'm going to get this eggplant parm from the store itself or in the frozen food section. I'm simply picking it up most likely from this restaurant, and I'm passing it
off. The one with roaches?
Are you kidding me? Are you serious really?
Yeah, why is it a problem, Teresa?
You know, I'm Italian, born and raised, okay? This is absolutely insulting to everything I stand for. You know, why can't you just cook something at home?
Who has the time?
And you know what? There's thousands of recipes online that you could look at, you know? It's sickening. Your generation today is so friggin' lazy.
You are so judgy.
You're so hostile.
You know
not
what?
Not to mention, it's dishonest, don't you think? And second, it's embarrassing.
Teresa, not every single person, Teresa, has a kitchen in their basement.
For a meal, you show them care.
Not everybody has a kitchen in their basement. Not everybody's an old Italian retired woman who has the time for this
stop
stuff.
Being lazy.
Not the kitchen next to the sump pump.
Listen, stop being so lazy, okay? I've had dinners where everything is made from scratch. The pasta, the sauce, the bread, the dessert. You know, I know what goes in it, okay?
What are you saying? What are you saying? You expect people to do that?
That's what makes a dinner party special. Don't you get it? I mean, are you that? Oh, my God. You know, listen, I have three daughters.
Oh, yes.
All of them know how to cook. Okay. That's right. And my one daughter is going through a divorce. Her ex never once said thank you. Thank you for a beautiful home-cooked meal. He's a bum.
Hey,
okay?
I have a question. I think... Yeah. That maybe, just maybe, your daughter and Moose should get together.
No.
Oh,
that
please.
Would be...
Please. Oh, yes, I'm sure she could teach him something, let me tell you.
First of all, your daughter would only be so lucky.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, you would be so lucky. You would be so lucky.
Actually, you would be lucky she'd teach you how to cook.
She can actually do laundry, too, you know. Okay?
Can I ask you something, though, about your daughter, Teresa?
Okay,
if me and your daughter were to date...
Okay.
How often, realistically, do you think I would have to see you?
That you would have to see me?
Yeah.
Every day, my dear. Every day.
I'm out.
Nightmare.
I'm out.
Listen. All I got to tell you is if you can't cook, don't pretend, okay?
Okay, Teresa, you're so passionate about Moose and all of the things that he does. I feel like you never get as angry about me, and I'm kind of offended.
Listen, aren't you a lesbian?
What does that have to do with literally anything? Happily.
Moose, listen, all seriousness, okay? Let me tell you, just don't do this, because you're really breaking my heart, okay? Really.
This woman who we've never met before.
Just please, like I said, do me a favor and just don't do that, okay?
I won't. Okay, fine, Teresa. But even if I did decide to pass this eggplant parm, that's restaurant bought, and I pass it off as my own, I'm telling you right now, there's not a single person there who's probably either A, going to care, or B, definitely not going to notice. That's all I'm saying.
Mm.
They're going to notice instantly, okay? There's a big difference from food made from scratch, okay? Everybody's going to notice, and you should be ashamed.
I'm not.
I don't know what's wrong with you, but please, think about it.
I'm not ashamed at all. But I do appreciate you calling up, because every time you call, my blood pressure goes through the roof, and I thank you for that. I could already feel my ankles swelling.
Okay, I'm done. Have a good weekend.
All right.
I love you.
Wow, God, somebody get her some help.
I can't believe we're saying it, but we need something to look forward to, considering the fact that there's going to be snow on your cars come Monday morning.
I can't believe last Friday was Halloween.
I know.
It's come and gone.
I mean, I like the fact that they waited. You know what I mean? When I say they, I mean Mother Nature.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, at least get through October. And she's like, November? here we go. But we need something to look forward to when it comes to summer here in Rochester. So calling all music lovers, the time is now. In about 2.5 hours, T-minus 2.5 hours, music lovers everywhere can buy a club pass for the 2026 Rochester International Jazz Festival. Like I said, goes on sale this morning at 10 a.m.
Yep.
That is from an official press release from the festival organizers, who said the club pass guarantees access to up to 147 shows in up to 10 different venues. This is going to be the 23rd annual Jazz Festival, and it will run from June 19th to June 27th, all scattered around downtown Rochester. Moose, you went like 100 times this past.
I did. I was actually, I had the best time.
You couldn't do the whole, I didn't know about it. You were there.
No,
you
I did at least there. 4 or 5 nights. I went to Jazz Fest. I had a blast, but it's great. It's a piece of Rochester. You know what I mean? When you think The Rock, you think Jazz Fest.
Right.
You think Park Ave Fest.
Yep. Well, no.
Which, by the way, we should really think about bringing that back.
Rip.
I don't know what happened, but come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Give the people what they want.
I know.
We want Park Ave Fest. So 10 a.m. this morning, you can get that.
The club pass. Yep.
The club pass, yeah, for Jazz Fest.
Coming
up on the show, I have a question on why I see married couples doing this one thing. And I noticed a friend started doing it weeks back. It's a tiny sign that has me wondering if I should, you know, speak up or stay out of it. So I'll share with you what's happening and hopefully hear from you guys who are married coming up next on the show.
98DXY invites you to the getaway of a lifetime.
You could win one of 5 unforgettable luxury vacations to the Florida Keys.
Snorkel the coral reefs of Key Largo.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. What's up, guys? Happy Friday. You know, I found this interesting because I see married couples doing this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to stop myself from asking them why, especially if, you know, if I don't know them that well. You know, I'm just a curious George. What can I say?
For sure.
And I want to ask this question because I also feel like other people want to know. But why is it that some men and women just stop wearing their wedding ring? Aside from the fact that, you know, you're older, I don't know, your fingers are swollen, all those excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Also, one of the reasons I bring this up is because right before a friend of mine and his wife were getting divorced and announced it to everyone, I noticed for about a month leading up to that, that he wasn't wearing his ring.
Wow.
And a part of me wanted to ask and say, hey, man, is everything okay?
You good?
I noticed you haven't been, you know, wearing the old ball and chain. However,
not you calling a ring a ball and chain.
I never said anything because you know me, I didn't want to pry.
Right. Please give me a break.
A month later, all my questions were answered because it turns out the marriage was coming to an end.
Sure.
And they stopped wearing the ring. Well, now I noticed it with a friend of mine, my female friend. Lately, the last few times I've seen her, she hasn't had a ring on. And I've thought about maybe sending a text and asking, you know, how's everything been going? What's new? Hoping she might engage.
Yeah.
And what's been happening? And she just comes out and tells me everything.
Sure.
Or do I come right out and say, hey, I noticed you're not wearing your ring. You haven't for a while. Is everything okay?
He goes, you know me, I don't like to pry. Goes right in prying.
So the question, well, that's why I'm asking this morning, is I've been pondering this. If you are someone who takes your wedding ring off, Is it ever okay to ask the question, hey, I noticed you haven't been wearing your ring. Is everything okay?
I don't think so, because like there's a lot of reasons why people wouldn't be wearing their ring. One of which being like, yeah, I'm cheating or trying to cheat or trying to have an affair. Like, ooh, not great. Hate that for you. But there are other reasons, like people gain weight, people's fingers swell, people either like, I don't know. Yesterday, my fiance wasn't wearing her ring. I was like, so you're single now? Like, what? How does that work? I think there's other reasons besides like them having marital problems. Also, if I'm having marital problems, I think the last thing I'm going to do is take my ring off to have everybody ask me about my marital problems. Why would I do that?
Well, you know what you're doing when you take the ring off. Because if it's always there and then all of a sudden one day it's not, it raises some eyebrows. That's all I'm saying. If
People
you are
forget,
married.
Like, it is what, I mean, being someone who is engaged, well, I've forgotten my ring before and I was like, oh my God.
No, but Breeze, you just start, I mean, you're not even married yet. You just put that on. I'm talking about there's people, you know, that consistently, I'm talking more consistent. Because if you're married and you are someone who takes your ring off, I would just like to know if you would have a problem with someone asking you, you know, is it rude, especially if you're close with that person? I feel it's a legitimate question.
I think it's rude.
Hey, you're married. You haven't been wearing your ring. Why? What's up?
It's like asking a very personal question for no reason.
I think some people want to be asked.
That's like someone being like, how's your bowels today? Are you passing everything great? Like, it's so invasive.
I would never ask that because I'm not interested in that. But I really want to approach this situation with someone who's coming from a place of concern versus appearing nosy.
But you're not.
Like, I think I am.
You're just nosy and masking it as a place of concern.
No, well, the thing about me, and most of you probably know this, I'm not really a nosy person.
What?
As much as I am a concerned citizen and friend.
Please.
See?
Give me a literal break.
But for the record,
you literally came on this very show and made the bold statement that your neighbors were having an affair with each
other. Right. Let's go to that story real quick. I realized a couple of years back that my parents' neighbor was having an affair with the neighbor across the street.
It's like not confirmed whatsoever.
My parents were out of town, and I was heading to the mailbox to grab their mail. And by the way, the mailbox is on a stand where there's four other mailboxes all lined up in a row. I don't know, one of the neighbors built it, hoping it would add a sense of community. It's stupid.
Sure.
So I'm walking to the mailbox, and so is this neighbor. And we both get our mail, and she's cute. But she's not wearing her ring. And I thought, huh, that's interesting. Well, at one point, I witnessed with my own eyes her sneaking across the street into the neighbor's house with either one of their significant others at home. They were being naughty. And now they're all divorced and moved out of the neighborhood. It's called attention to detail, you guys. So going back to my original question. Yeah, everybody got divorced. So now... I'm wondering, is it rude?
Oh my God.
Let's go over to 585-252-9800. Lori says, my ex didn't wear his ring for months before the divorce. I noticed, but I didn't say anything. And looking back, I think friends asking could either help or make the situation way worse. It depends on the timing and the relationship. Another person says, Moose, mind your own business. This person says, don't bring it up. Sometimes it's a sensitive issue. If someone wants to share with you the details of their relationship, then they will.
This person says, I think I might actually be flattered because they're noticing something about me and it's showing that they care.
Yes.
Or that they're just extremely nosy.
I will always notice when someone has a new hairdo.
Because guess what?
Did you get your hair colored?
The first thing that's going to happen after you give Moose this information, he's going to run in here. He's going to
tell
me.
No.
And then we're going to crack the mic. So
No. That's
really what it is.
Listen, there's a lot of stories that I could share with the public that I've kept to myself. And I'm proud of me for that. I am.
I would love to hear those stories. Because the stories that you share, some of them should be left inside.
Crystal says, men take their rings off for so many reasons. Work, sports, whatever. My husband works with his hands and rarely ever has it on. I think people assume the worst too quickly.
This person says, I work on a farm, so I never wear my ring because it could get caught.
On the udder?
Last thing we want to do.
You don't want to get your wedding ring caught on an udder.
That's not what he said, but. This person says, who is looking at people's hands enough to see if there's rings or not?
Yeah.
I certainly don't go out of my way to do that.
24/7. 24.
He's always on the prowl, you guys.
No, that's not true.
Always looking for the next suitor.
I'm just saying, it's attention to detail, Breeze.
Right.
I have a lot of questions. I find people interesting. And what my therapist told me this week is I'm constantly looking to learn.
Goes to therapy 3 times on a free trial. Can't stop talking about it. Obsessed. He's like, that BetterHelp subscription is about to lapse.
And then we'll get to one more text. I stopped wearing my ring because I hate my husband and now we're divorced. Okay.
Well, that explains it.
Okay, thank you.
98PXY traffic.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yes, then go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
We made it to Friday. What's up, guys? Time for There I Said It, 585-252-9800 to send us your hot takes, your unpopular opinions. Anything goes.
Just get crazy with it, you know? Just get crazy.
56 for the high today, and yeah, we're probably going to see a little bit of rain later, but what are you going to do?
It is what it is, you guys.
Coming in hot is our friend Zoe. 100% bring back arranged marriages. There I said
it. Oh my God. She's like, I'm afraid of being single forever.
Divorce rates are through the roof. Nobody marries for love anymore. They marry for money or convenience. Let's fix the problem. I 100% agree.
My dad has a cow to offer your family. Does that work?
Cattle.
I agree. My dad would offer like a rat.
No, this is a great take. This, think about it. This will take the stress off of you. And not to mention, dating is exhausting. Think of all the money and energy you can save if the marriage was arranged.
Mm.
Yeah. My buddy's marriage
but like
was
that
arranged.
That doesn't mean you're going to be happy.
Well, you get a, you know.
What?
You feel it out. You got to feel it out a little bit. My buddy's marriage was arranged, but he's like, let me at least go on a few dates with her. Mm-hmm. And the parents all came together and we had a big, fun Indian wedding. It was the best.
That's amazing.
Speaking of weddings, here's mine for today. Wedding, like first dances at a wedding should be limited to 60 seconds. There, I said it. I don't think we need to watch you dance through the whole song. I'm sorry. Especially if you're a terrible dancer.
Well, it's normally like it's like a sample of the song. It's not the whole song.
Oh, no. It's any wedding I've ever been to. It's the whole song.
Not the weddings I go to.
Really?
Because I time it out. I'm like, oh, my favorite part's about to drop. Never drops.
Oh, like, I want to go to the weddings you go to. So
I
what
just
do you
on Saturday?
Are you going to do the whole song? Your first dance?
I don't even know what song we're doing, so I guess I have to figure that out first.
And you're going to have a first dance song with your dad,
God willing.
He's hammered.
I love it.
Let's see. Mimi's here. She says, if you don't turn around and make sure everything is flushed down and the seat is clean when you leave a restroom, you failed as an adult. Have some manners. There, I said it.
Okay. Hold on, I got your dad on the phone.
Oh, classic.
Atani coming in hot.
Moose, I'm not sure this is there. I said it, but I know you guys are coming to town this afternoon for that big event. This is our day to get together at Rockies, man.
Okay, you want to go hang out at the bar afterwards?
What? No, not after.
Let's
before.
Do it before.
Oh, before?
Yeah, let's go at 5.
Dude, I was thinking after.
After? No, there's the creatures crawl after. We can't risk it. We don't want to get an infection.
He hung up. All right.
Seriously?
Yeah. I don't know what happened there. All right, let's keep the ball rolling here. Let's go to Dre. If you're at a coffee shop and you order a dozen modifications to your latte and hold up the line, you should be charged extra for wasting everyone else's life. There, I said it. I am so sick and tired of people who walk around like they're brain dead. The entitlement makes me so angry. Happy Friday. Thank you so much, Trey.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Should we be worried about your dad? That disconnected hard.
Literally, what's happening? I'm texting him.
Hope he wasn't driving. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. You too. I've seen way too many adults who post passive-aggressive memes about friends online instead of confronting them. And all of them are cowards.
Yeah.
Are we talking about anyone specific?
Just me on Twitter in 2012. Like,
yeah, right?
This person says, I'm tired of people calling me psycho because my Christmas decor is already up. I'm not skipping Thanksgiving. I'm making it feel like Christmas. There, I said it. Okay.
Most people that I've been friends with on social media for a while, I can't tell you how many posts I've seen with people. They got their decorations fully ready to go. Christmas has started in their world.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's too soon for me.
It is too soon for me as well.
I'm going to get a tree this year, though.
Me too.
Yeah, that's hot.
Definitely. Okay.
Adam says, unless you're hearing impaired or don't speak the language, you should not be turning on subtitles when you watch the movie. There, I said it. 100% disagree. I love subtitles in movies.
I don't
know what it is.
I hate subtitles.
I feel like I'm following along better when I'm reading. I love the subtitles.
It's so distracting to me. Like, I can't imagine going to the movies and seeing subtitles on the big screen.
I love it.
That would be so distracting.
All right, let's get back over to Hot Toddy. What's up, bud?
What happened?
Moose, I'm not sure what happened there, but we were setting up our big afternoon date, and my phone went dead or something. I'm not sure, but.
So, listen, Breezy and I have an event in Canandaigua. We have to be there at 5:30, man. That means I have to leave my house at 5. I can't go to the bar at 3, 4.
No, we'll go 4 at 5.
O'clock. I mean, we're only going to be there for 45
half hour.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no, dude, hour. I'm trying to make a night of this with you.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, I've never been in that place after 6 o'clock. Okay? it's my afternoon hangout.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, I'll make it happen.
All right. I'll come to you.
I'm gonna get your number from Breezy, and I'm going to be texting you all or calling you all day to get you there.
Am I allowed to come?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
please.
Yeah. No, you too, Breezy. You too.
Okay. By all means, I need you there.
The afterthought is crazy.
All right. Hey, Todd, do me a favor.
And the whole day's on me. It's on me.
Oh, you're the best, buddy. Hey, listen, do me a favor and wear your best thong.
Oh.
Okay, I will.
Okay, bye.
Didn't skip a beat. He's like, absolutely, I have it already picked out.
All right.
Candy thong.
We'll go to this person. I'm sick of bathroom stalls. I think everyone else is too. Can we start using thick curtains or something that doesn't make someone feel like they're trapped in a small room when they're going number two? There, I said it. No, I 100% disagree. That's just very weird. That's what's dividing you from the public?
Literally,
a thin
happening?
Sheet?
I can't.
Peaks by Mornings, Moose Breezy. As we know, the government shutdown has really played an effect on air travel. And if you guys are planning on flying this weekend, I would look around because there may not be a whole ton of people with smiles on their face at the airport.
Oh, yes.
As far as Rochester, though, Andy Moore, who's the airport director, said in a statement, when it comes to the air traffic controllers who are still working without getting paid, Moore says he's in constant communication with the tower manager. We're in good shape here in Rochester, New York. We can't control what happens in other geographical regions across the country as far as the FAA goes. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to their tower staffing, they're in great shape as of today. He says, I don't know how it's going to be moving into the weekend and into next week. But when you look at those large hub airports, I'm assuming he's talking about, like, you know, Atlanta, Chicago. Most of those nonstops are to some of those large hub airports. And we have to believe there's going to be some impact on some of the flights coming and going out of Rochester.
Yeah, I mean, you can't control other airports, obviously. Like,
No. That's
you can't just be like, we're good here, while you're flying into somewhere else. So you need to make sure they're good there as well.
The good news is, though, airlines are still offering full refunds on flights that are canceled and allowing free flight changes if you don't want to take the risk. A lot of people don't want to risk it.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. They all say they'll reach out directly to impacted travelers, but you should keep a close eye on your flight statuses online or on the airline's app, which most of us do.
Remember when we flew together to San Diego and you texted me, you're like, our flight's canceled. I'm like, they're boarding right now, so... He's like, I just ordered an Uber to go home because we have a 10-hour delay. I'm like, it's literally boarding.
I was walking out to get into my Uber, and Breezy was walking in, and she's like, where are you going? I was like, our flight's canceled. She's like, no, we need to go. I was like, thank God you were here.
Oh,
by the way, also the Motel 6 of the skies, a.k.a. Spirit Airlines, plans to discontinue service in and out of Rochester after January 7th due to its recent bankruptcy filing.
Because people were sick of doing 24-hour flights just to get to Florida.
Yeah,
we're going to fly you to Seattle, and then we're going to fly you out to Nevada, and then we're going to get you to Port St. Lucie. Don't you worry about it.
But don't worry. You only paid $75 for this flight, plus $300 for your carry-on.
Perfect.
Coming up on the show, if you see someone out in public wearing this article of clothing, is it safe to say they have completely given up?
Or is it just fashion, you know?
I'll tell you what it is, because I saw somebody at the grocery store wearing just this yesterday. We'll talk about it next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 585-252-9800. Are sweats the ultimate giving up clothes, or are people making a fashion statement when wearing them in public?
No, literally, because I have always grown up under the notion of, like, if you're wearing sweatpants, like, you're giving up, you don't care about your appearance, you don't care about anything, all you really care about is comfort and warmth, which I don't argue is a horrible thing to care about, obviously, like, be comfortable. I feel like I operate best when I'm comfortable. I have massive sensory issues with, like, tags and...
The tags are the worst.
I can't even...
At what point...
Elastic, I'm like, ugh.
In high school, did you have, you know, students and everybody else walking around in sweats? I remember I did back in high school.
Well, like, it was... The girls would be wearing sweatpants with, like, a literal...
Juicy.
Like,
they said juicy on the back of them.
I'm talking about, like, the grout fit. I'm talking about the elastic at the ankles, the parachute balloon pants, like elastic at the waist, those kind of sweatpants.
Now,
I'm not talking about designer sweatpants. I'm talking about...
Like white trash sweatpants.
Like,
sure.
Like a track
sweat.
Yeah.
I mean, you listen, back in the day, giving up clothing used to be just wearing a, you know... what do you call it? Bathrobe. just wearing a bathrobe all day. Like, I saw a guy.
I would argue it's still giving up clothing.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, though, at what point did sweatpants go from lazy day at home to I'm making a statement? Because like, 10 years ago, mm-hmm. if you wore sweatpants out in public, people assumed you were giving up.
Or going through it. Yeah, and now I'm like, the other day, it was last weekend, I was going to a party for braids, so I was working this party, and I wore a full, like, lilac comfort sweatsuit. Like, I was literally, I had
sweatpants I've seen it.
With the matching sweatshirt. Yeah. I think I wore it this week, actually.
Yeah.
And I thought, I second-guessed myself for a second, and I was like, is this, like, unprofessional to wear? Like, it's on brand for me. Like, obviously, my color scheme is purple. Like, those are my logo and brand colors. But, like, is someone going to look at me and be like, why is she wearing sweats? Like, will I be looked at differently?
Oh, you will always be judged, regardless
but
of.
Like, but this was like, you know, designer sweats.
Like, people don't care about that.
I know, but it was a cute outfit. Like, it wasn't like gross. It was cute color, cute set. You know, it was a set and it was expensive. And I'm just like trying to find the in-between because never in my life have I second-guessed myself with what I was wearing, but it kind of brought me back to high school a little bit where I'm like, yeah, people are like, ew, you're wearing sweatpants today?
You can put two people in two different pairs of sweatpants. One from Lululemon, the other one is Kirkland brand from Costco. And someone's going to look at both of them and say, ah, yeah, it's trash. You're lazy. You've given up. But there's a majority of people who will be like, well, where's the sweats from? Well, they're from Lululemon. Oh, that is nice.
I think we've just come full circle. And I think we're just, as a world and as a society, a little bit more accepting of like how comfort truly affects us.
Yeah.
Like if you're comfortable, you're happier, you're more productive, you're living your best life. And I don't think it should be looked at as like shame. I think if you're in, you know, tight pantyhose and a skirt that's two sizes too small and a nice blazer, like, that's professionalism. But, like, I'm miserable.
See,
like, I'm miserable.
I've been guilty of, when it comes to fashion, I'll choose fashion over comfort. I've worn pants that were, I couldn't bend down. But I'm like, yeah, they look good with the shoes.
Right.
I think after COVID, people stopped pretending to care.
Yeah, we are not the same.
And they're like, you know, comfort became the new confidence. So if you see someone out and they look like a bum and they're in sweats, people are going to judge you no matter what. But as long as you're comfortable, I guess the question is, do you judge that person if they're wearing sweatpants? Does it seem like they've given up? Or are they just comfortable if they decide they want to wear sweats to the office?
I know. And like, does it matter if it's like a matching set? Like, I bought that together. Like, I,
well,
you know what I mean?
When women wear matching sweats, it's a vibe.
Right.
If you're wearing baggy gray sweatpants and something that does, you know,
like
a floral
top.
Yeah, you're trash.
Right. So I guess context is everything.
Yeah, there I said it.
Yeah. I guess context is
everything. When a guy does it, he has absolutely stopped trying.
But like,
there are,
but like, for the sweatsuit that I got you for Christmas last year, like, I don't think that's like giving up.
No, that's, that looks like I just got done working out hardcore at the gym. Anytime I wear that.
Which we all know you didn't. You just sat in the sauna.
Anytime I wear that and I go out, people are like, this guy, he's driven. He's confident.
I don't think anyone's ever said that nor thought that.
I could feel people staring. You know what I mean?
Sure. I don't know. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I actually got all my friends onto it too. So it's Comfort. Like, that's the brand.
There's
Comfort. And without the T, or without the R, excuse me. And
time and a place.
The best.
Time and a place. You can do it if you go into the store, but if you decide you want to take your wife out to dinner and
you're wearing a full sweatsuit
yeah.
at Patron Saint, you're going to get kicked out. So.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Send Breezy. Your weekend starts
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy 56 for the high today. We made it. We're so proud of you. Thank you guys for starting the weekend off with us. It's time to play Are you smarter than a sixth grader?
I fear I'm not, and I'm freaking out.
It's a rhetorical question. In the studio this morning, breaking all the rules and skipping school is my niece Olivia, who turned 12 years old this week. Happy birthday, Livy.
Happy birthday.
Olivia and Breezy have been rivals for, I don't know, quite some time now.
It's been a minute. Yeah.
Quite some time. And the question is, who's smarter? Breezy or Olivia?
I don't think we even need to play, if I'm being honest. I think Olivia's way smarter than me. But
This morning, we're going to get to the bottom of it once and for all. I'm going to ask a series of questions, and whoever answers first with the correct answer is awarded 1 point. Each of you have a bell in front of you. Go ahead and ring it. That's right. And what I'm going to do is ask each of you one question at the same time. I'm going to ask one question, and then if you know the answer, hit that bell, and then give me your best answer. Okay? There's a total of 10 questions on the board.
You're going down, Olivia. So
go ahead.
We'll see about that.
That's it. Talk some trash to Breezy. She's used to it.
You're a Chiefs fan, so it's only right that you lose like you did on Sunday. Sorry.
Okay.
We'll see.
Who is walking away this morning with their head held high?
Me.
A 31 engaged middle-aged woman.
I wouldn't say middle-aged.
Or Olivia, a sixth grader. Who just turned 12.
Who has her whole life ahead of her.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Question number one. Get your hands on your bell. Question one. What is the largest U.S. state by area? Who rang first? Olivia?
Alaska.
Is Alaska your final answer?
Yes.
Alaska would be correct.
Really? I was just in Texas, so.
Yeah. One, okay, we got one on the board for Olivia. Let's go to question number two. Question two, Breezy, huge football girl.
Huge football girl.
Who won the Super Bowl in 2022? Olivia.
The LA Rams.
That's correct.
I think I went first, but okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I ran first.
Do you know what the answer would have been? Was it LA Rams?
Yeah, it was.
Question number three. At what month does a pregnant woman start to show her baby bump? Breezy? What month does a woman start to show her baby bump?
I'm going to say June.
What? How is this fair? This is not sixth grade questions.
We're looking for... How many months in? Not the name of a month.
How many
months? Olivia, this goes to you. How many months in does a woman start to show her baby bump?
I'm going to guess three.
No, we're looking for 4 to 5, but it was a good guess. Let's go to question number four.
So what happens? Nobody gets that point?
Nobody.
Okay.
Question four. Which pop star sings the song Shake It Off? Breezy?
Taylor Swift.
That would be 100% correct. It's Taylor Swift. Let's go to the next question.
She's a part of your Chiefs kingdom.
Question five. We are tied 1-1.
No, we're tied. It's 2-1. Olivia's 2.
Sorry, Olivia. It's 2-1. Let's go to question five. How many players are on the field for each team in soccer? Breezy?
10.
That would be? That's incorrect. We're going to go over to Livy. How many players are on the soccer field on each side?
If you don't get this right, you're...
By the way, Olivia, you play...
I know.
You play soccer. How many people are on the field?
She's like, I'm not counting when I'm out there.
No, exactly. Hold on. Okay.
This is timed, Olivia.
You have 3 seconds.
9.
The answer would be 11. Your father's shaking his head.
But I'm closer.
It was 9.
Let's go to question number 6. A rectangle has a length of 10 and a width of 4. What is its area? Breezy?
90. I don't know. I thought you meant angle.
That is incorrect. Olivia, we're going to go to you.
She doesn't know that.
Sixth graders do.
What is area?
Area in the width. You have a rectangle that has a length of 10. The width is 4. This is pretty obvious.
What are we playing Baby Einstein? What are we doing right now? What is happening?
What is it?
He's like, these are pretty easy questions. It's pretty obvious. Me and Olivia are like,
Olivia,
what?
You got 2 seconds. Time is up. We got to go on to the next question.
I don't know.
The score is 2-1.
No, it, okay.
What is it?
I thought it was 2-2.
You're right.
Yeah, it's 2-2.
It's 2-2.
You're a horrible scorekeeper.
I'm doing a lot over here. What is the name of the Kansas City Chiefs home stadium? Olivia?
Come on. Olivia!
You're wearing a Chiefs hoodie. I know. What is the name? Any guesses? We got to go on to...
Not you phoning a friend.
Breezy, do you know the answer?
It's Arrowhead.
It's Arrowhead Stadium.
And I'm not even a Chiefs fan.
No, she's not.
You were.
I was. Yeah, you were. Right,
Let's go to question 9. Olivia, do Uncle Moose proud here. How many amendments are in the United States Constitution?
I'm not even ringing it.
Nobody has an answer here?
Okay.
My dad.
Wait, I feel like I knew this in fourth grade.
I need an answer. Come on, sweetie. What is it? How many amendments in the Constitution? You got 2 seconds. Four?
I'm gonna go 10.
Both of you are way off. The answer we're looking for is 27. And we're going to the last question.
Okay.
Last question. What layer of the earth do we live on? What's it called?
Pass.
It's my favorite part of the pizza.
Look.
Olivia?
The crust? What?
The crust would be 100% right. You just beat Breezy 3-2!
Yay! Good job, Breezy.
Good job, girly.
Oh, that was orgasmic. That was wonderful.
Wowzers.
Really wonderful job. Olivia, you absolutely crushed it. Nice job. You beat Breezy. And the question was, are you smarter than a sixth grader? And the answer is yes. How do you feel?
Good. I mean, I just started sixth grade, so.
Yeah, she's like, I really don't know all this information. But
by the way, if anyone ever asks you if a rectangle has a length of 10 and a width of 4, the answer is 40.
I don't think anyone's gonna ask us that.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. I'm trying to get a census this morning on how many people have done something similar.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is enough of you, that actually think this is a good idea, I think I'm going to go through with it.
I don't think it's a great idea at all.
I was invited to a dinner party this weekend for a housewarming. The host is supplying all the apps. They're supplying all the drinks. But everyone is in charge of actually making a meal and bringing it.
Sure.
So, of course, I'm like, well, would this be wrong if I decided? Because they're very particular on the invite about making something to pass. And I was wondering if I make something or if I decide I'm going to go ahead and just pick something up from the store, pass it off as my own.
That's so savage. You can't do that.
But they have a group chat. I'm not responding to any of these messages. Someone texted Moose, have you decided what you're going to make?
Sure.
And I panicked and I was like, I don't know. I can do the eggplant parm, which I've never made in my entire life.
No, that's psychotic.
I've never made it. So I found a place in Irondequoit. I think it's like Guida's. And they do a really good eggplant parm.
How do you know they do a good one?
Well, I looked up places to purchase eggplant parm.
Best eggplant parm here. Like, I've never tasted it, never sampled it, don't know anything.
The reviews were through the roof.
Sure.
So on Saturday, tomorrow, I'm thinking I'll pick it up in the afternoon, put it in my own casserole dish, and bring it over there.
You're going to ruin it just in the transport.
No.
Yeah, you will. You definitely will. I don't even think that this is a horrible idea because you're going to sit there and you're going to take all the credit and then it's going to be so disingenuous. And then the next time they're going to have you remake it, quote unquote, make it.
Ooh, first
and
of
now
all,
you're going to be out like $100 bucks.
Who's got time to sit there on a Saturday and make eggplant parm? Not me.
No, guys. You are actually the only person probably listening to this that does have time. You have no kids. You have no girlfriend.
585.
Respectfully, of course.
252-9800. Would you smash or pass my eggplant parm, even though it's
that
not,
he's buying.
It's not homemade. Okay, I want to hear from some of you. Mark texted in first. He goes, dude, as long as you plate it nicely, nobody's going to know the difference. Just don't get anything frozen and try and heat it up because that's disgusting.
Sure.
I'm not going to get anything frozen. I have a little class.
He goes, I'm not going to get anything frozen. I don't have the time to heat it up. Please.
Becky says, Moose, I would smash. Homemade is ideal, but life happens. Just make it look nice. Smile and move on.
But I know you, and I know you're going to take all the credit, and you're going to be like, thank you. I worked tirelessly over the stove for this. Like, thank you so much.
What difference does it make?
You're lying.
One time I cooked a dinner for this girl that came to my place. It wasn't – do you guys remember Boston Market? It was gourmet. Mashed potatoes, rotisserie chicken. I put a bunch of pots and pans in the sink. I was like, yeah, I cooked. Becky says, yeah – I do this all the time, and nobody is ever able to tell the difference. My family thinks I cook. I don't cook. It's called Wegmans Meals to Go.
Right.
Oh, look who's calling.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Teresa's on the phone. Hello, PXY. What's up?
There she is.
Oh, my God, Moose. You know, you are absolutely disgusting.
I've been saying this for years.
What is wrong with you guys?
Stop saying you guys. Listen.
You know, so someone invites you to their house for dinner and you're going to bring a dish that you brought at the store?
Well.
And you're going to pass it off as your own? Really?
It's a tale as old as time, Teresa.
First of all.
You're a freaking fraud. This makes me sick. This is disgusting.
First of all, Teresa, it's not that I'm going to get this eggplant parm from the store itself or in the frozen food section. I'm simply picking it up most likely from this restaurant, and I'm passing
it
off.
The one with roaches.
Are you kidding me? Are you serious right now, really?
Yeah, why is it a problem, Teresa?
You know, I'm Italian, born and raised, okay? This is absolutely insulting to everything I stand for. You know, why can't you just cook something at home?
Who has the time?
And you know what? There's thousands of recipes online that you could look at, you know? It's sickening. Your generation today is so friggin' lazy.
You are so judgy.
You're so hostile.
You know what?
Not to mention, it's dishonest, don't you think? And second, it's embarrassing.
Teresa, oh my God. Not every single person, Teresa, has a kitchen in their basement.
For a meal, you show them care. No.
Not everybody has a kitchen in their basement. Not everybody's an old Italian retired woman who has the time for this.
Stop being lazy.
Not the kitchen next to the sump pump.
Listen, stop being so lazy, okay? I've had dinners where everything is made from scratch. The pasta, the sauce, the bread, the dessert. You know, I know what goes in it, okay? What are you saying?
You expect people to do that?
That's what makes a dinner party special. Don't you get it? I mean, are you that? Oh, my God. You know, listen, I have three daughters.
Oh, yes, we know.
Okay, that's right. And my one daughter's going through a divorce. Her ex never once said thank you. Thank you for a beautiful home-cooked meal. He's a bum.
Hey, I have a question. I think... Yeah. That maybe, just maybe, your daughter and Moose should get together.
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she could teach him something, let me tell you.
First of all, your daughter would only be so lucky.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, you would be so lucky.
Actually, you would be lucky she'd teach you how to cook.
She can do laundry, too, you know. Okay?
Can I ask you something, though, about your daughter, Teresa?
Okay,
if me and your daughter were to date.
Okay.
How often, realistically, do you think I would have to see you?
That you would have to see me?
Yeah.
Every day, my dear. Every day.
I'm out.
Nightmare.
I'm out.
Listen. All I got to tell you is if you can't cook, don't pretend, okay?
Okay, Teresa, you're so passionate about Moose and all of the things that he does. I feel like you never get as angry about me, and I'm kind of offended.
Listen, aren't you a lesbian?
What does that have to do with literally anything? Happily.
Moose, listen, all seriousness, okay? Let me tell you, just don't do this, because you're really breaking my heart, okay? Really.
This woman who we've never met before.
Just please, like I said, do me a favor and just don't do that, okay?
I won't. Okay, fine, Teresa. But even if I did decide to pass this eggplant parm that's restaurant bought and I pass it off as my own, I'm telling you right now, there's not a single person there who's probably either A, going to care, or B, definitely not going to notice. That's all I'm saying. Mm.
They're going to notice instantly, okay? There's a big difference from food made from scratch, okay? Everybody's going to notice, and you should be ashamed.
I'm not.
I don't know what's wrong with you, but please, think about it.
I'm not ashamed at all, but I do appreciate you calling up, because every time you call, my blood pressure goes through the roof, and I thank you for that. I can already feel my ankles swelling.
Okay, I'm done. Have a good weekend.
All right.
I love you.
Whoa, God. Somebody get her some help.
Or a Xanax.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
Paid for by Hims and Hers Health Plans. Not available everywhere.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The 4th annual Flower City Tattoo Convention returns to Rochester. And word on the street is it's bigger, it's better than ever. And in the studio with us this morning is Rob DiPiazza, the event director, and of course, our good buddy, Tommy Bechtold.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? It's your boy, Tommy Bechtold, entrepreneur, psychic to the stars, dog dad, maybe. We don't know. And what else? I love her fine cheeses.
Yes, that's right. And of course, crypto enthusiast.
That's right. Cryptocurrency enthusiast, guys. You got to buy the dip.
All right. So,
and then there's Rob.
Anything as fun as that.
And then there's Rob. Guys, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. I appreciate it. To talk about what's going to be happening down at the Riverside Convention Center.
Yeah.
So we're getting inked up or what?
Yeah. Hashtag guys with sleeves. Hashtag inked up.
Sure.
This is actually, Breezy and I had a conversation about this morning. We're thinking about getting our first tattoo.
Yeah.
I know.
We're
tattooless. We're naked. And we've been talking about it and hemming and hawing over it for the past 3 years.
Something like that.
So Moose does this cute thing where he just gets fake tattoos and puts them on all the time. He's like, you like my ink? I'm like, it's washing off in the shower tonight. But yeah, I love it. So tell us everything we need to know if we were to go get our first tattoo this weekend.
Yeah. This is going to be super embarrassing, but now my website is in an overhaul. I was trying this morning. I'm talking to my website guy. I was like, I'm going on the radio at 9:30. You better have this thing fixed.
Marketing PR on fleek.
I know it is bad, but I've been trying to overhaul it this past weekend just to pretty it up, and it was running and then it's down and then it's up. So it should be back up today. FlowerCityTattoo.com when it's back up later on today, or you can go on Instagram at Flower City Tattoo Convention. I post all the artists on there, and I put an example of all their work. So you can basically find, you know, some sort of style that you're looking for, and you can directly message with that artist. But if you don't know what type of or who you want to go to, we're actually going to have stations set up at the convention, which I think is really nice because no convention does this. There's going to be a couple flags set up that just says, I need a tattoo. And you can come up to that station and literally show one of our workers something that you like.
Yeah, right.
And they're going to have a map of all the artists and their styles, and they'll introduce you to a couple different artists and just let you know, like, hey, this is so-and-so. They do that type of style. We just wanted to introduce you guys, and maybe you can work something out.
Are they doing it right then and there?
They're going to do it right then and there,
wow,
yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah.
Which is because, I mean, this is your 4th year, but this is the most vendors you've ever had, over 400 artists.
There's going to be over 400 artists there, yeah. We got a bunch of dudes from Ink Masters, a bunch of guys and girls from Ink Masters. We have piercers available. We have celebrities that are going to be there. The guy that played Jason in the very first Friday the 13th movie is
no kidding.
Yeah.
So, for people that don't know, I mean, let's start off with what are the actual dates that this is going to be going to the convention center?
Yeah. So November 21st, 2nd, and 23rd. All three dates start at noon.
Okay.
Friday and Saturday it will go to 11 o'clock at night.
Wow.
Sunday it goes to
8
o'clock.
Not Club Inc., just going up.
And where can people purchase their tickets for this?
So when the website is working, it's flowercitytattoo.com. There's a ticket spot right on there. You don't get a hard ticket. You just keep your receipt. You bring it right to the door, and they'll process it right there. Or if you want to wait till the last second, you can come up to the door. We do offer first responders,
That's awesome.
Yeah, half off. And then if there is any left, there is a website called vettix.org. Mm-hmm. It is for veterans. There are some free 3-day passes available on that for veterans.
Okay.
Love that.
This is the 4th annual Flower City Tattoo Convention. If you guys, like Breezy and myself, we don't have tattoos, but we are, we're looking to get inked.
I do want to mention that Kim Kardashian famously said the reason she doesn't have tattoos is because you wouldn't put a bumper sticker on a Maserati.
Bentley, so, but yes.
Oh, Bentley, yeah. And Breezy, I want you to follow that advice. Moose, I think you're good.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. By the way, what is the tattoo confessional booth that I've been hearing about?
Yeah.
And whose idea was that?
Is it a reality show? Because it's giving reality show vibes. Or church, whatever.
So it's kind of, honestly, Tommy was my inspiration for it. So Tommy and I have been friends since middle school, actually. My mom actually sent me a picture of our school t-shirt that we all had to sign back in like 5th or 6th grade.
That's so cute.
Yeah. And
and he still had the beard?
Yeah, Tommy did have a beard back in school.
I had tattoos.
I signed my name like John Hancock. It's like 10 times the size of everyone else's signature. Yeah. It's personalized.
But we were right above each other. But Tommy's sobriety, I don't know if you guys have ever talked about it on air, but Tommy just celebrated a year sober.
That's right.
And that's kind of how him and I connected again when he moved back home. So tattoos were kind of Tommy's therapy. So he'd come in and it's not like I would force him to talk about anything like that, but we just, he kind of opened up, and it's a safe space for a lot of people to get tattooed. So we're going to use that booth as kind of a place where if you have self-harm scars, if you have a memorial tattoo, if you have something with just deep meaning that you got a tattoo, we're going to give you a quiet space. We have a curator. His name's Marquis Anderson. He actually has MLB credentials. He works with the Red Wings. He's a very big photographer and cinematographer.
Right, right.
He's going to be curating that entire booth for us, and it was sponsored by a group called Tattoos Save My Life.
Wow.
And we're going to be basically putting together a film package of all of these special moments, and we're going to be releasing a series on YouTube.
That's really cool. I really like that.
Yeah,
our hopes are that maybe those stories can help somebody.
It's very inspirational.
Maybe take that first step to sobriety, or just get their message out that
or just talk about it. Yeah,
just give them a safe space.
If you guys are just tuning in, our boy Rob, who's the director of the 4th annual Flower City Tattoo Convention, and of course our boy Tommy Bechtold is live in the studio. So this is going to be the weekend of November 21st through the 23rd at the Rochester Riverside Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you can get your tickets where?
Flowercitytattoo.com.
And plug your social. Because what I was doing was going on your social, trying to figure out ideas of what artist do I think I would want to tattoo me?
Yeah.
Who, you know what I mean? What am I going to put on my lower lower back?
Are you
going to
get a nice tramp stamp?
How can you trust someone with something like that? That's insane.
So right. We do like to, a lot of these artists, so the show started with a lot of just my good homies, because I've traveled on this tattoo circuit for maybe 10 years now, and I've met a ton of big name artists, and we've just all become really good friends. So there's a ton of people from Ink Masters. Laura Marie, who's our local Ink Master winner.
Yes.
She's going to be there.
Huge names coming to the show.
Yeah. Oliver Peck, who was a judge on Ink Masters for 11 years, he's going to be there. Jimmy Snaz is another real big name. He was on Ink Masters. He was the season that COVID kind of ended, so he was a finalist. His whole shop is going to be there. So there's a ton of different styles. And that's something that we really wanted to showcase. It's not just a lot of traditional style tattoos. We have a lot of hyper realism artists that are there that can do color portraits that look like photographs on you.
Awesome.
But they also compete every day for awards. There's multiple category awards every single day. There's tattoo of the day. There's big massive prizes that we give out, and they're all created by the artists at the show. So It's a really neat thing.
Guys, if you want to go to the show, highly recommend it. 400 tattoo artists on site. You can get your tickets now at flowercitytattoo.com. Thank you guys so much for coming to the studio. Yeah. Tommy, we love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
Check it out. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy Breeze.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.